Good morning. Welcome to the Forgotten Word. This is Bob Wise with Forgotten Word Ministries. Want to speak some today about temptation. You never hear, very seldom anyway, do you ever hear a sermon about temptation anymore? And the reason for that now is very simple. If you're going to preach about temptation, then you got to preach about sin. Very few churches, very few preachers want to teach about and preach about sin. Because, after all, you don't want to offend anybody. And that's what the church has become today. A non-offensive institution, that's for sure. But you know what? There's a lot about the gospel that's offensive. To sinners, it's very offensive. And, you know, that's what it's supposed to be. It's supposed to offend them to the point where they look at themselves and realize that there's something wrong. Well, I want to talk about temptation today and how the Lord can help us with our temptations so that when we are tempted, we can overcome it. You know, 1 Corinthians talks a lot about that. 1 Corinthians 10:13 says, There hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will, with the temptation, also make a way to escape, that you may be able to bear it. And what they're saying there is that there's never been a temptation that's been about that hasn't been already common to somebody. A lot of times we think that we're the only one this has ever happened to, and that's just not the case. It's not the truth. And that's why I said that so that's such as common to man. Let me read what a little different version says might be easier to understand for some people. Anyway, it says, no temptation has overtaken you, but such as is common to man, and God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able. But with the temptation, you will provide the way of escape also, so that you will be able to endure it. And the verse right below that tells you, then, therefore, my beloved, flee from idolatry. I speak as the wise man. You judge what I say. You know, there's no temptation that has come across that has not already happened to somebody else somewhere. And that's what God's telling us here. It's common. And God is faithful. He will not allow you to be tempted more and beyond what you can bear. You know, God knows we all have a breaking point. So he will not allow you, if you're saved and following Christ, living for Christ, doing the will of God, he will not allow you to be tempted more than what you can bear. And with that temptation that you're confronted with, he'll also provide you a way of escape so that you'll be able to endure it. And that's what that's telling you in a nutshell. Nothing's going to happen to you in the temptation world that you can't handle if you rely on the Word. That's the key to the whole thing, if you rely on the Word. You know, the Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptations and to reserve the unjust unto the day of judgment to be punished. That's what 2 Peter 2:9 says. The Lord knows how to deliver the godly out of temptations, you see. And that's what people need to understand, that there's temptations everywhere. We see it every day. We hear it every day. We're confronted with them every day. But we've got to know that if we're God's child, follower of Jesus, that God has given us a way to handle these temptations. I wish preachers would preach more sermons on temptation and how to handle those temptations, but like I said, they won't, because temptations means there's sin, and we don't want to talk about sin. We don't want to talk about love. You know, the Bible gave us, you know, strength to handle all of this. In Ephesians 6:13-17, says, wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God. Now, you guys have heard this verse before. Take upon you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. My lands, folks, listen. listen to what he's telling you. Your feet are shod with preparation of the gospel of peace from the Lord. Take the shield of faith. He says, above all, taking the shield of faith so you can quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. If you have faith, and that's something that we never hardly talk about, do we? Faith. We talk about love and everything that we can get, but we don't talk about what true faith is. And then take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. See, it all comes back to the Word of God. If you're tempted, turn to the Word. See what God has to say. Isn't that what it's about? Yes, it is. God, you know, Jesus was tempted. Jesus was tempted in all points of his life, just like we are. Yet he was without sin. See the difference? Now, you don't know. I know we can't be perfect. We want to be, but we can't. We're humans. You know, we're sinners saved by grace now. So we're going to make some mistakes. But Christ is there for us. Said, in all things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Now, how simple can that be? God loves you. Jesus loves you. And will help you and be with you. So, you know, and in John, you know, they're talking in John 17:15, he says, I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but thou shouldest keep them from the evil. So see, they're not saying, you know, that we don't have to die, but we can stand up against the evil because we've got the Word of God. We won't be tempted. You know, cast thy burden upon the Lord and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved from your ground. You see what they're saying? Even back in the Psalms, it talked about that. Stand fast in your faith. When you're tempted, the Lord will be with you. Surely he will deliver you. Thessalonians says, but the Lord is faithful, who shall establish you and keep you from evil. And then Timothy says, and the Lord shall deliver me from every evil work and will preserve me into his heavenly kingdom, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Amen and amen. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. That's in Psalms. You know, the Bible is chock full from front to back on ways that the Lord will help you and protect you and not let you be sinned beyond what you can bear. But we got to be able to rely on him. We're not relying on him. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. That's in Psalms. You know, I don't understand why people, I've said this a lot, why we make the gospel so hard. Christ said, if you have a stumbling block in front of you and you're tempted by something, turn to my word. I'll show you how to take care of that problem. I'll fix it to where you don't have to stumble. You don't have to fall. You don't have to sin. But yet here we are. We go about our daily lives and we give in to every little bitty thing that comes in front of us. Little things even. Just like, so if we're overweight, what do? We buy more potato chips, soda, and ice cream. You know, we're tempted by everything we see and we just give in to it. Folks, there's a way out of all this. And that's to rely on Christ. Rely on God. God loves you enough. And that's what it's all about. God cares enough for you to deliver you from your temptations. That's what we need to understand. God loves you. We need to live our life every day like we could, how do I want to say this? We need to understand that every day as we walk about our life, whether it's at home, at work, wherever, God is walking right beside us. We need to work and live as if people could see him beside us and that we put that thought in our mind. So when we're doing something and people are around us, they're not just seeing me, but they're seeing God beside me. And I have to to, it's my obligation to him because he's my God, my holy God, to make sure that I'm crossing my T's and dotting my I's and, you know, all my P's and Q's are in line and all that stuff. And I do that out of reverence for him. That's what I would do. You know, we need to live our life like he's walking beside us in the flesh. That way we would, even though we know he's not, but I'm saying if we live our life like we turn around and there's God watching us, then we're going to be careful about what we do, and we're going to start living more and more for him and studying his word more and relying on his word to do the things for us that he says. Preachers need to preach on repentance, and they need to preach on salvation, but they also need to, and love, but they also need to preach on temptation. The world is full of temptations every day. The Christian man goes to work every day. A Christian woman now goes to work every day, and they're tempted by people they work with who tell dirty jokes or laugh about some sickness they saw on TV or something. And, you know, they out of respect for their fellow worker, don't say a word. They just laugh right along with the rest of the crowd. You know, we fall into them temptations, and we don't even call them temptations anymore. It's just, well, you know, that's that sick idiot at work, and, you know, blah, blah, blah. But it's a temptation that you fell into the trap of. Someone start telling a dirty joke, you should very politely explain to them that you're a Christian and you don't partake in that type of stuff. No offense meant, but you just don't do that. Out of reverence for your belief in your God, you don't do that kind of stuff. Nothing wrong with standing up for your God, but see, well, we can't do that, can we? We don't want to get fired. We don't want to insult our neighbor. We don't want to insult our coworker. We don't want to insult anybody. So we don't stand up for anything. And that's why when we are tempted, we give in to them so easily, because we're so used to giving in to everything anyway. What's another give in, right? Everybody just have a big give in. Give in to everything. That's what's happening. And that's one thing you don't see any preachers talk about is preaching on, you don't hear them preaching on sin, repentance, temptations, any of that kind of stuff. All you hear them talking about is love this and love that, love this and love that. To where everybody, you know, all we need is love. You know, you've heard that, me do that before. You know, it's not all of it, folks. Love is the most important thing, but if that's all there is, then we don't know anything about what else there is. How can you be saved from your sins if you don't know you're a sinner? How can you be saved from your temptations if you don't know you're tempted? You see what I'm saying? God's word is there. Preachers just ain't preaching it. Preachers just ain't telling you the whole story, as it goes. That's what I always say. They're not telling the whole story. You know, the pulpits are filled with so many men and women who don't have a clue what they're doing. They think what they're doing is preaching the gospel so they can make a good living. But what they're doing is deceiving people and damning their own soul and some of the people with them, because they're leading them down the wrong path. Your preacher needs to preach the whole of the gospel, and that includes preaching on repentance and everything else. So talk to him about it if he's not. Listen, the time flew by. Here we are again, out of time. God bless you. See you in the morning.
We pray these programs have been a blessing to you, and they've taught you something. We feel that we're trying hard to do what the Lord has led us to do, and we pray that, and hope and pray that it has been accomplished in these programs. If you have any questions, any prayer requests, or would like to comment on the programs or send any donations to the ministry, please write us at Forgotten Word Ministries, P.O. Box 315. Camp Point, Illinois, 62320. That's Camp Point, CAMPPOINT, two different words, Illinois, 62320. God bless you.